In September of 1941, Nazi forces were closing in on Leningrad, now known as St. Petersburg. The town of Pavlovsk, 45 kilometers to the southeast, was already coming under fire. At the Pavlovsk Experimental Station, a collection of 6,000 varieties of potatoes lay ripening under the earth. That treasure trove of biodiversity held the key to Russia's future potato harvests. It was the raw material to adapt this vital food crop to an ever-changing world. Scientists at the station knew what they had to do. Start digging. Carrie Fowler heads the plant conservation group, the Global Crop Diversity Trust.
The Nazis overran the station, but not before the scientists rescued the potato collection.
Today, the Pavlovsk Experimental Station is home to Europe's largest collection of fruit trees and berry plants. Many of the nearly 6,000 varieties are not found anywhere else in the world. Scientists from the crop preservation group Bioversity International have studied the fields and orchards at Pavlovsk. Emil Frison is its director general.
There is a lot of unique material in there, and not just unique by the name of the variety, but genetically very unique. And also some varieties with an exceptionally high level of micronutrients and vitamins.
Nutrients that can help prevent heart disease, cancer, and other diseases, Frison says. But the Pavlovsk station's collection may soon be bulldozed to make way for residential development. Russia's Federal Housing Agency has received permission to build on land where the fruit collection stands. Agency spokesman Andrei Tikhonov says the land is neglected and full of weeds. And besides, he says, officials at Pavlovsk wrote a letter in 2007 asking for the land to be developed. Sergei Alexanyan is deputy director general at the Vavilov Institute for Plant Industry, the Pavlovsk Experimental Station's parent institution.
When officials speak of a state of neglect at the experimental station, it is a flat-out lie. Of course, we cannot care for the plants in the same way as Japanese or Americans attend to their field gene banks, but the collection is alive, and 50% of the credit for that should go to the enthusiasm of our scientists, who, faced with lack of money to hire workers, attend to the plants themselves.
And Alexanyan says yes, officials did send the 2007 letter, but they were asking for investors to support the cash-strapped collection, not to bulldoze it. Russian plant scientists have a proud history of guarding crop biodiversity. The Vavilov Institute was established by Nikolai Vavilov, who invented the concept of seed banks. They safeguard the genetic material that future crops may need to respond to pests, diseases, and changes in climate. During the siege of Leningrad in World War II, several Vavilov Institute scientists starved to death, surrounded by sacks of rice, oats, and other crops. Carrie Fowler of the Global Crop Diversity Trust says they made the ultimate sacrifice to protect the collection.
How ironic that on the very piece of land where the struggle to conserve crop diversity really began, we now have this collection not threatened by bombs or Nazis, but by real estate developers.
The Pavlovsk station lost a court case this month to save the collection. The station's supporters have brought its plight to the attention of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. According to an official Kremlin Twitter feed, the government is looking into the issue. Supporters hope Medvedev will step in soon. Otherwise, they say the station will not have time to save the plants before the land is sold, and the bulldozers won't be far behind. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.